Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the controversy over the appointment of former Minister Catherine Zappone to the Government Special Envoy has rumbled on over the long weekend, but little action seems to have been taken. I'm joined now by Ireland editor at Independent News and Media, Fionnán Sheehan, to discuss the story that just won't go away for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Fionnán, what is the latest on this?
Yeah, so where we're at now is that the disquiet on the Fianna Fáil side seems to have shifted towards why exactly is this appointment being made at all? What's the purpose of the role, and why exactly what was it created when there doesn't seem to be any clear remit around it? So you saw a couple of moderate Fianna Fáil parliamentary members like Timmy Dooley and James Aulis raising that question over the weekend at the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee. Will pose questions to Simon Coveney, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, about it and ask him to come in to explain how exactly this position was created and what was the purpose of it. And then on a wider issue, you have had this issue now of the eroding of trust within the government. The lack of communication between the coalition partners was quite striking on this occasion. And you also have, I suppose, internal problems within Fine Gael and machinations gone on there too.
Yeah, I mean, that was the collateral damage, I suppose, out of this issue for Fine Gael, because initially it was, why wasn't the Taoiseach told? How could they have let this, come as a surprise to him at Cabinet? But then this extraordinary story that emerged, I think Miriam Lord had it first on Saturday, about the attempts to work out who the leaker at Cabinet was in relation to this story.
Yeah, so on the first issue, again, as you look back at it a week later, it is still quite astonishing that the Taoiseach nor his advisers were told about this by the Fine Gael side. And that's not just on Simon Coveney's part, that's on Leo Varadkar's part as well. We now know that Simon Coveney was in contact with Catherine Zappone about this issue. She met with Pascal Donoghue, perhaps in a private capacity in recent weeks. So Leo Varadkar attended an event with her a couple of weeks ago. So there were obvious contacts from the senior triumvirate within Fine Gael with Zappone, which kind of adds to that sense that she's a bit of an insider here, and she had a track that wasn't available to other people. But when you look at the appointments that were very majorly serious appointments that were coming out of the Department of Foreign Affairs last Tuesday, new ambassadors to London, Paris, New York, the UN, including the Secretary General of the Department of the Taoiseach's higher ranking official in the country, Martin Fraser, moving from his current role, which has been extended to London next year to kind of deal with the fallout from Brexit and so on. That's a huge move. It's one of the most appointments made for foreign affairs in a long time. So obviously the Taoiseach, Tánaiste and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Eamon Ryan would have discussed that and how that was choreographed. And yet the Catherine Zappone issue was tacked on at the tail end of that, and yet there was no notification there. So that's still quite striking that when you hear Simon Coveney saying, oh, it was just a bit of an accident that he was told about it, you do really have to question that. So that's the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Green Party internal dynamic. Then within Fine Gael itself, there is a sense that the party is being undermined from within by kind of internal strategic spinning and leaking going on from a certain individual where the finger is quite firmly being pointed here. Again, an issue arose here last week where, while the cabinet meeting was going on, this appointment was being leaked, tweeted on social media, in the media. So people were asking, well, how exactly did that information come out if the meeting was still going? Later in the week, you saw a situation develop where basically one minister talking to another minister, kind of a bit of a strategic wind-up, saying that he had come out on local radio and had spoken out against the appointment when he had done so, and that would appear to have been to see how the information back, and it came back fairly rapidly on the grapevine that he had done this. So that was seen as an example of an individual minister who just can't keep his mouth shut and is so dramatically indiscreet that he is on a permanent hotline to the media, spinning on his own behalf.
You wrote that yesterday, Fionnán, that what this shows really is that the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, and Tánaiste Dóibh Liam Ratcliffe have been in power for too long.
Well, if you look at the pair of them, obviously are the two remaining members of government who have been there now for 10 years. And when you look at some of their behaviour over the past year in terms of the new government, Simon Coveney suddenly has a permanent Garda driver, which was for his predecessor as Minister for Foreign Affairs, because he's no longer Tánaiste, he retains that perk. Leo Varadkar retains the perk of having an aide-de-camp, which has never been in place before in recent times. And the guy is the temporary little arrangement where Micheál Martin is for the first half of the government, and then Leo Varadkar will take over. You look at the leaking of information by Leo Varadkar himself of a confidential document in recent years, when he knew he should have been doing it but did it anyway. And then you see Simon Coveney making this appointment, and his quite dramatic and astonishing defence of that move on his behalf, albeit belatedly. It took him 72 hours to come out and explain it. And it basically seemed to be, le passez-moi, I made this decision. It was my view that we needed this role. I went off and approached Catherine Pawn, and I can't really see why people would dare to criticise me. Okay. That seemed to be the attitude that was coming across.
Fionnán, we're struggling a little bit with that line. Just very, very briefly, where is this going to go?
Well, from here, you obviously have efforts will have to be undertaken to repair any damage done within the coalition itself. And the Catherine Pawn appointment and her role will continue to be scrutinised to the nth degree. There's a spin now coming out from Fine Gael that, like, well, Micheál Martin appointed special envoys before, so what's the difference here? The difference here is she was a senior cabinet minister only just over 12 months ago, had an inside track with three senior Fine Gael ministers, and people are unconvinced, basically, that that's not the reason why this position was created.
Okay, watch the space. I think we'll leave that one there, Fionnán Sheehan. Many thanks for joining us with that. Coming up next, we'll hear why used cars are holding their value better than at any time in the recent past.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.